Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got CJ Bubble Boy and Mermaid Darcy in the studio with us. She's our special guest today as she's getting ready to take the plunge. And we're kind of putting her through the paces a little bit, trying to address some of her initial questions about what it's like to become a diver and maybe even a potential Scuba Radio mermaid in the future. So we haven't scared her off yet. She's hanging with us. You're still good, right, Darcy?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, good answer. Good. Barry the Bugger and Jerry the Diver Guy is with us as well. We're going to talk about the fact that we've become magazine famous and what that means here in just a bit. CJ's giving me the eye. That's the stink eye, I believe, isn't it?
No, it's a what the hell are you talking about look.
Well, you'll find out along with everybody else. But first, we have Peter McDougall from Reef Smart Guides on Scuba Radio to kind of fill us in on some new stuff they've been working on for the new year. Peter, welcome. How are you?
Thanks, Greg. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are good. Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Yes, happy New Year to you, too.
All right, so Reef Smart Guides, you can check them out, reefsmartguides.com, I believe, is the website, is a place to go right off the bat. These are really cool things, and Darcy, you would benefit from this as well, especially as a new diver. You have that fear of the unknown you were talking about earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not being able to see the bottom. Well, what these guys have developed are dive sites that are kind of like 3D rendered that you can look at in, plaque form, like these plastic plaques you can pick up, or better yet, you can get a book and look through like this book of Florida dive sites and look through it, and you'll see like a 3D rendering of the dive site that you're
getting.
Yeah, so
cool.
It takes away a little bit of that fear of the unknown of what you're about to jump in and look at and give you some, you know, like an orientation. That would take away a little of that initial anxiety.
Sure.
And that was one of the goals, right, Peter?
Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head there, Greg. That was one specifically for Fort Lauderdale, which is the book that came out right before Christmas. Lots of good reviews so far, and we're really excited to have finally been able to launch it. We realized there are so many Floridians that had no idea that there were hundreds of wrecks just off the coast in various conditions. But all there ready to go diving on, and so many people didn't even know about it. A lot of divers are aware. Our goal is really to help people get a better understanding of what's in the ocean, like what are some of the resources. We also have some of the reefs that are off the coast mapped in the book and present there with good directions on how to get there. What to consider, what you're going to see when you dive, what some of the species are like, things to keep in mind. And the goal really is to bring what is under the water to people in a really kind of clear, concise, and interesting way to kind of get them, as Ian, one of my business partners, says, to convince them to put down their pina colada and get off the beach and actually get into the water and go exploring.
That's right. Well, Darcy's a perfect example. She grew up in Florida, right down where you're talking about. By the way, were you down in Fort Lauderdale or on the other side?
No, I'm from Stuart, Treasure Coast.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Well,
that's
just south is Fort Lauderdale, so a hop, skip, and a jump, and she missed it. She grew up and she didn't become a diver until, you know, she started talking to us, and we're going to get her on the right path here and get her in the water. But you're right. It's all those little reminders and taking away all those little barriers that keep us from jumping in the water. Right, Peter?
That's our that's our goal. And yeah. we really, I mean, specifically for things like wrecks, Darcy, it's an exciting, it's really exciting to explore a wreck, but some of those wrecks are big. And if you go down, as you've pointed out, if you go down without really knowing what to expect, you can miss some really interesting things. Some of the wrecks off the Lauderdale coast have very whimsical artwork that's been placed there on the wreck before it was sunk as an artificial reef. And, you know, so it's very possible to go down the port side and not the starboard side. And so you miss the shark, you know, dealing a poker game to a bunch of other fish lives. Like that's the kind of stuff that we wanted to capture in our book. And I think based on what a lot of people have said, that seems to be the case. The Fort Lauderdale book has a lot of those details in there.
You know, she laughed, but it's God's honest truth.
That's awesome.
They have a wreck down there called the Lady Luck. And the local casino down there worked with the dive operators, and they put like an underwater casino on the boat and sank it.
That's awesome.
So you go down there, and there's like an octopus dealing cards. And
I
you
love
a,
that.
Get a cool, cool little photo op with that. You got that wreck. Do you got the Okinawa in the book too?
We do, and we have the Okinawa after it was moved by the by Hurricane Irma in September 2017. Funny story about that. We had mapped a bunch of the sites. We're packing up our bags and headed out, and then Irma came through. Really powerful storm, really bad track from the point of view of wrecks, and it moved a bunch of the wrecks.
Yeah.
So it a little bit disappointing, to be honest, immediately following an extensive mapping season.
I'm sure. That's aggravating a little bit, I would imagine, from your perspective.
A little bit, because our goal is to really, I mean, we want to be accurate. So the Okinawa, in effect, had been moved 300 feet, rotated about 100 degrees, and then pushed over on its port side. And so our map was no longer accurate. It also had actually stripped a lot of the new artwork from it. But we were able to, our models are such that once we've created the actual model, which we had done for all of the wrecks on our first trips down, we were able to get help from a lot of the local dive sensors who had been instrumental in taking us out in the first round to go around and shoot some follow-up video footage and take pictures and measurements so that we could just amend the model. We could adjust the model.
Right.
No, we have to go dive again. Okay.
If there's anything though that wears away at the fun and excitement of diving is making diving work, and you know you're going down there and we're taking our depth measurements, you're getting pictures, and people are like, "Oh, did you see that Goliath grouper?" And I was like, "No," I was staring at the hull and I was taking longitudinal measurements. Like this is just like it's work. But no, we were excited though to be able to use a lot of the data we had collected and also. Update the model so that they reflect post-Irma, and we're just keeping our fingers crossed that there's not, along with I think most of Florida, that there's not another Irma coming through anytime soon.
I was actually there for the sinking of the Okinawa, and that was quite an event. And they have a cool structure on there where they have a mermaid holding a mirror ball kind of thing. Or I forget what they call it, what the artist called it, but you actually can go down there and look at this mermaid holding this ball and look into the ball. Yeah, it's a shiny ball. You look at it and you see yourself. It reflects back at you.
Yeah,
so, that's beautiful.
So you can get an amazing picture of yourself.
Nice.
Like the mermaid is like showing you, and it's like a whole thing. I talked to the artist, and he went off into this weird, you know, kind of speech.
Yeah,
you know,
like, it was quite a. Unfortunately, the mermaid did not survive. The mermaid survived the mirrored ball.
The ball. Okay, that's she lost the Okinawa.
She lost the ball.
Lost its ball.
She dropped the ball.
She dropped the ball.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that one. Yes. but yeah, I mean, it's still an amazing place to go.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite places to dive is actually Fort Lauderdale. You know, we're based in Orlando. And for years, all the local divers would drive down to West Palm Beach, which is north of Fort Lauderdale, or go down to the Florida Keys and drive right past Fort Lauderdale, not thinking that, you know, hey, there's great diving there. Now, the local people that lived there were familiar with the diving, but outside of that general vicinity, it was kind of overshadowed. And they've really come on strong the last 10, 15 years and really kind of brought up their profile a little bit more. And
yeah,
not to mention,
they've done a lot of work to develop their artificial reef program and to get a lot of wrecks there. There's a lot of really, I mean, and there's tech diving, there's shallow diving, there's, you know, everything for everyone.
And a lot of stuff topside that you can get into trouble with.
Yeah.
So, and people are looking for that sometimes, you know, so to mix things up. So it's kind of a fun place to visit for sure. And the Reef Smart Guide is a great place to start. Is that, by the way, that's the new book, right?
Yeah, Well, it's being eclipsed. So it was the new book. It was the first one we launched with our publisher, and we did it in November. So it's been out for a month and a half. It's in local stores. It's on Amazon. Then we were able to turn around and launch Bonaire right afterwards.
Got it.
And we've got a Barbados relaunching actually this Monday. We're in the process of, funnily enough, we're process of working on the Palm Beach book. We were mapping that this summer.
Well, there you go.
And we're hoping to come out with that. And that's, as you pointed out, the goal is to have these, you know, raise the specter of these regions and let people know that the quality of diving.
Well, they're doing a great job at it. ReefSmartGuides.com. Peter, thank you so much. We got more coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Alexa from South Wales.
Wales? Okay.
If you like going down like me, then here's the man to see. Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Every time I get high, you want to come by.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am, I'm excited because I'm getting ready to go on a little vacation. Won't interfere with the show. I actually had to pre-record next week's broadcast, and I can tell you it's a good one. We got Roz from the UK giving us a cool little update. Eric Douglas on some new things that he's been working on with some lobster divers in Honduras. So it's going to be a good show. You're going to want to tune in for that. But I'm actually going on a little quick trip through the Caribbean, and I'll tell you about that here in a couple weeks on the big show. Jerry the Diver Guy and Barry the Bugger online with me. The rest of the crew here in the studio is taking a cocktail break at the moment, but we'll get back with them in just a bit. But Jerry, in particular, brought to my attention some pretty cool news for the Scuba Radio crew, because at the DEMA show in Las Vegas there in November, we had a photo op with our friends from Dive Training Magazine. And they do this thing called, well, what is the feature called, Jerry? What do they call this thing?
It's saying cheese.
Saying cheese. Let me reach down below the console here. Hold on. Let me see.
Hey, Jerry. It's over here. Yeah.
There it is. Everybody will see this on Facebook Live if they're in there. By the way, Renee from Scuba Pro, Jimmy, RJ, oh, gosh, Anne-Marie. Thanks, guys, for joining us and checking in. Do appreciate that, as always.
Say cheese, everybody.
Yeah, everybody's happy. The fact that Darcy's in the studio as opposed to just CJ, Bubble Boy, and myself, they got to stare at our ugly mugs. It's definitely bonus day here at Scuba Radio headquarters. Yeah, but the feature in Dive Training Magazine is called Say Cheese, and we did one of these pictures at the DEMA show. CJ, did you see this? Look at this.
No.
This is last month's, but now you see the feature. You see this, Darcy? Bubble Boy sees it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, in the latest issue, which Jerry the Diver Guy already has a copy of, and that would be the, which, what?
January, February issue.
Smack dab right up front in the at the top of the feature is the entire Scuba Radio crew.
Why is Jerry in handcuffs?
Well, that's just typical.
We can't talk about that right now.
Right.
Well, it was in Vegas, so.
It was in Vegas, but our entire Scuba Radio DEMA crew is featured prominently in Dive Training Magazine. So that is what we call magazine famous.
Yeah.
CJ, now you know. But CJ's not in that because he was not at the DEMA show in Las Vegas, was he? So he is not magazine famous.
Neither
he might be. He might be post office famous, but he's not magazine.
Why am I missing?
No, but you might be wanted. Have you seen this man? One of those kind of guys in the post office is what I'm guessing.
Greg, I actually had to sign my autograph to one of these magazines.
What?
Already.
Jerry the Diver Guy signed another autograph? Are you sure you weren't like signing a check and just were mistaken or what?
Well, it would be nice if it was a check, but
yeah, but you know it wasn't because it bounced anyway. It'd be worthless.
Yeah.
Is what you're trying to say? Understood. Okay, but that's kind of cool. They got this cool little feature called Say Cheese and Dive Training Magazine, where they just tell divers that are together to take a picture, say cheese, send it into Dive Training. They'll put you in the magazine, make your magazine famous.
This lady that I signed my autograph for is. She's a super, super sweet person. She's sweet and innocent and, you know.
Well, where did you do this or how?
She has helped me some at a local college.
Yeah.
And we were talking and things just come out about diving and next thing I know, I'm signing an autograph.
Wow. Well, he is kind of a big deal.
Jerry, when you next autograph you sign, personalize it to the person, put their name on it, because you don't want it to end up on eBay.
Right.
Exactly. You don't want people profiting from your fame or celebrity.
Well, if she can make money off of it, go for it. I'll sign another for.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I bid 50 cent.
Wow. Barry.
Aquaman has put 50 cents in.
What I think is happening is Barry is settling. If I can't have Aquaman, maybe I can have Jerry the Diver Guy.
Uh-oh.
Greg, you should also tell the fans that if they want his autograph, make sure they bring their own pen, because he gets really frustrated with that, and he'll slap the picture right out of their hand.
That's just you, Bubble Boy.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't So, I'm glad that you are having people ask for your autograph. That's quite a milestone for Jerry the Diver Guy, and God bless him for it. And you know, if you it's not that big a deal actually to get magazine famous. All you got to do is get together with a bunch of divers and send the picture into Dive Training. You got a pretty good shot. They might put you in that feature. So
let's see, we're special.
We are special, but more in a special ed kind of way for sure. All right, so Darcy has helped herself to the Scuba Radio liquor cabinet. Now, is that Mermaid Rum I'm looking at right there?
It's Mermaid Whiskey.
You got the Wild Buck. Is that what it was? No, what?
No.
What, there's only Mermaid Rum and there's Wild Buck Whiskey.
Jack Daniels.
Oh, She went old school, didn't she?
Yeah.
Okay. Good on you.
Classic.
Greg's got more liquor than ABC.
That is true.
This is a nice Grand Teton. It's the first time I've ever had it. It's got a little fruity aftertaste.
Okay. Well, thank you for that review, Bubble Boy. Appreciate that.
The world of alcohol will resume after this.
We're transitioning into rum radio here in 2019, even though it was whiskey and, what'd you say, vodka? Was that what that was?
Yeah, straight vodka.
Okay. Well, you can get rid of all the crappy stuff, and then we actually got a mermaid rum there, Darcy. Did you even see that bottle?
No, I didn't.
You might have to help yourself to that. That might be part of the hazing ceremony process.
Sounds good.
That we send our people through. But that'll be, module 6. There's 5 that you have to get through to become a certified diver first. So that's just extra credit. All right, a couple little tidbits that as divers we zero in on or just catch our attention are these goofy little videos. And, whether it's a shark video, like a windsurfer running into a shark. Do you see that viral video, Darcy?
I did not see this windsurfer one.
These things are going to start popping up on your radar once you start doing searches on scuba. Alexa, Google, they're all going to know that you're interested in diving. This stuff is going to pop up on your radar. And some things are going to be a little bit more disturbing than others. One that caught my eye here literally this morning before the show, I got this video forwarded to me of a diver with crabs. And it's not what you sound, what it sounds like, but it's a little weird looking because this guy had a strange way of literally going and harvesting. It looked like typical blue crabs. And I've never seen this technique before. I'll tell you about it next. It may be something you want to avoid, but you might find it very hard to look away from when you Google it, as I'm telling you about it right now. So, diver with crabs, Google it, and we'll talk about it on the other side.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg Dive Master, CJ Bubble Boy, Mermaid Darcy in the studio with us today. Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger, connected via the web. Now, we get this video, and I think Barry the Bugger probably needs to make a video like this. This guy would be called, Diver the Spider? Diver the Crab? It's a diver with crabs.
Is this how to catch blue crabs free diving?
I don't know. Maybe it is. Does it say free diving on there? It just said.
Yeah,
I just saw
a guy that he's catching blue crabs while free diving.
I don't know. I mean, this guy, all I see is this guy. He's on the boat. He looks like he's overweight, like Santa, bursting at the seams.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, and he has a full wetsuit, and he goes over to a cooler. And he unzips his wetsuit, and literally all these crabs just start pouring out of his wetsuit. He had literally taken all these crabs he had caught and stuffed them in his wetsuit and then used his wetsuit as like a catch bag. And it kind of looks like, like how a spider egg pops open and all the little baby spiders run around. It's like all of a sudden all these crabs just spill into the cooler. I'm like, what the hell is that?
They have big pinchers on them.
Looks like it to me, and he didn't seem to be too concerned with it. It looked like he had a skin under his wetsuit, maybe. That might have helped a little bit, but even those little blue crabs have a good little pincher on them. I mean, did you find the right video there, guys?
I'm watching this video right now.
Are you throwing up a little in your mouth? Is that what you're thinking there?
Looks like a little Japanese guy or Chinese guy.
Oh, sure. Bring racism into it. Why don't you, Jerry? That's not it.
That's Holy cow.
Well, what you should never do is put hermit crabs in your suit.
Hermit crab? Yeah, is that a crab in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? Yeah.
You ever had crab rangoon.
Huh. Okay. Darcy, don't ever fall for that, okay? You got to be sharper than some of these other folks.
Don't worry.
Okay. He seems way more intelligent than the rest of this crew. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
But by the way, the water is fine. Why don't you take a little plunge?
The water's fine, yeah. There ain't no telling, baby, what we'll find.
Don't cost nothing.
Put your hand in mine. The water's fine.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ, Bubble Boy, Mermaid Darcy.
Bubble Boy.
She'll find out. The water is indeed fine.
Bubble boy.
Bubble boy.
Bubble buoy?
It is how you say it. It is. Bubble boy! Isn't that how it goes, Bubble boy?
I believe so, yeah.
All right. Jerry the Diver Guy also with us, and Barry the Bugger. All right. I want to talk a little bit about our first time diving. I have to clarify that with this crew to kind of help out Darcy and her plunge into becoming a newly certified scuba diver. We're going to get her started on that here pretty soon, the next few weeks, hopefully. But before we do, you know, I want to kind of go into the direction of what you hope to see, Darcy. Now, all the critters, you know, you talked about, you've been talking a little bit off the air, like you love turtles. Is that right?
Oh, yes.
Had a turtle experience snorkeling back in the day?
I did. I'm also, I really love barracuda.
Barracuda?
I do. I love
barracuda.
Them. Ooh, barracuda. Yeah. I find them very fascinating and creepy, and I love them.
That is pretty interesting. I've never had anybody say, out of all my years of training, where someone said, hey, what do you want to see? I want to go see a barracuda.
I actually have a really cool experience when I was snorkeling as a kid in the Keys with a 6-foot barracuda.
How so? What happened?
We were snorkeling a Lukey, and I was swimming by myself because at that point, the guys on that boat knew that we were pretty good at swimming and we can kind of go off and do whatever.
Yeah.
And as I'm swimming, I was watching this like 6-foot tarpon swim by me. And at the same time, the 6-foot tarpon and the 6-foot barracuda had a hook in its mouth and a line that would just went past its tail. Uh-huh. They both crossed right in front of me, and that barracuda just looked me right in the eye. And I don't know. I feel like I have this weird connection with barracuda fish. I've just always been very fascinated by them.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I like the sound of this story.
They try
to
be all menacing, and I'm just not scared of them. I think they're really cool.
You sound like you just have... I mean, what's the... How would you describe... She just has no fear.
She's a barracuda whisperer.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, yeah, most people are a little intimidated by barracuda.
You know, as a kid, it was always that you don't wear jewelry, you know, all those things about, you know...
Yeah, and don't wear flashy jewelry around.
Exactly. Them. And so everyone, you know, warned me about all that. So I just became fearless about them because at a young age, I was just told all the things to do and not do and to make sure you don't get attacked by one. And,
well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, barracuda and tarpon, for that matter. You don't want to wear shiny stuff. Because they have a tendency to go for those type of things.
Right.
But, you know, even if you were, the chances of them actually having an incident with one is extremely rare. But the menacing teeth of a barracuda do intimidate a lot of first-time divers, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a tendency to do that stare-down thing.
They do. They get real close to you.
They'll get real close, but they will maintain a certain distance. You can only get so close to them, and then they will back off. But a lot of times they will... They'll just stand their ground, and you can get really close to them. But once you invade a certain distance, then they will start backing off, you know, and you show no fear. And it sounds like you have none. And that's
so
impressive.
Yeah.
You have no fear, or you're crazy.
Maybe a little bit of both. Yeah, maybe a little bit of both.
No, and that's a good thing. You know, and I mean that as a compliment, believe it or not. Maybe crazy is not the right word. There's a certain personality
that I think is drawn to diving that is a slightly on the twisted side. We find a lot of people in the dive industry, especially, are very unique individuals. I mean, you've gotten to know CJ. Let's be real.
He's a very unique individual.
Yeah. I mean, twisted. Twisted Guilty. Is the right word, for sure.
But a lot of people don't even want anything to do with the ocean at all. Don't want to jump in it. Don't want to be near it.
Yeah. What are they, nuts?
Yeah. I think that's nuts.
It is.
You're missing out on a whole other part of this planet that we live on.
So true. Yeah. I mean, you know, 70-80% of the world's surface is covered by ocean and water. And, you know, take the hint. I mean, hello. The odds are in your favor. There's more there to go see than there is, you know, what you've been walking around, looking around up in the air and stuff, you know?
I consider it almost like traveling. If you're seeing other countries, you also want to see what's underneath the surface, too.
True. It's another world, you know? But once again, take the hint. You're in Florida. You're surrounded by water on this peninsula that we find ourselves on. I've always thought that that was like a sign, like, hey, yeah, I've made this for you guys. You probably ought to jump in and take a look. You know what I'm saying? There's something here worth checking out. And when you have a few of those underwater experiences, seeing these different types of critters, it definitely just builds more. You know, your list just gets longer and longer as far as things you want to see.
Right.
One of the other videos that caught my eye this week, too, was of a puffer fish. You ever seen one of those snorkeling?
I don't think I've ever seen one snorkeling. No, yeah. I've seen one in tanks and, I used to volunteer like an oceanographic center. And we used to have one that we'd like play with, you know, and tickle it and stuff.
Yeah,
but I've never seen one like snorkeling or anything.
Well, you know, you don't want to harass them and make them blow up or anything like that. But that was something they did early on when we didn't know any better. It stresses them. You don't do
Correct.
That. But these puffer fish are cool animals to see underwater. And they're fairly... You know, they're known to be, you know, fairly docile. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not intimidating looking or anything like that. And they're kind of cool and cute. And they got these big eyeballs that'll look at you and great for pictures and things like that. And I've seen some massive puffer fish. I really have, especially if you go off of West Palm Beach and down through Fort Lauderdale like we were talking earlier. You'll see some big, big puffer fish. Pretty common. And I noticed... that a story came across the desk this week. It said that a guy actually in Cape Canaveral, literally straight off the coast of where we are in Orlando, is claiming to have caught the biggest puffer fish out there. And Jerry, back me up on this. I've seen a picture of this thing, and the fish is like 10 pounds. And I'm looking at the picture. I'm like, this puffer fish doesn't look that big. I mean, you know, when you're taking a fishing photo, they always put the fish up front.
That force perception.
Exactly. Yeah. Cheaters! You know, I mean, they are fishermen, so of course they're going to lie. That's what they, you know, that's part of the...
I know that you are a liar.
But this puffer fish, even with that force perspective, doesn't look that big to me. And if it's only 10 pounds, I mean, it's a big size, good size fish, don't get me wrong, but, you know, CJ...
That's a pretty big puffer fish he's holding up.
Well, it's a pretty big one, but I've seen fish like that underwater, big puffer fish like that underwater.
I have too. I mean, I've seen big puffer fish, but this one's pretty big.
I don't think it's that big. I can't believe that's a record. No. I would have thought surely it'd be over 10 pounds. Way more than two. I think it'd be a 20-pound puffer
Neil fish. Watson's probably thrown back bigger fish than that.
Yeah! So...
Look it up. He's probably caught the record.
Yeah. But Jerry, you're saying you believe this fisherman in this photo.
I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but it's a pretty big puffer fish.
Well, I'm not saying it's not a decent size, but I'm just saying, do you really believe it's a record? Doesn't look like it to me. I mean, have you seen big puffer fish before, Jerry? You have too, haven't you?
I've seen pretty big puffer fish.
But you would say they were bigger than this or not?
You know, in water, things are bigger, but...
I've seen... we're talking about puffer fish, right?
Yeah. I've seen puffer fish about this size.
About this size.
I'll say that.
And I have, too.
Yeah.
But that doesn't look like that big a deal to me. No pun intended. But anyway, puffer fish are cool, whether they're big or not.
Cut your finger off.
They will.
Keep your finger away.
That's right. There's puffer fish in West Palm Beach. It got the nickname of Pinky. Can you imagine why, Darcy?
Because it was pink.
No, that is incorrect.
I'm assuming he took someone's pinky finger.
Correct.
I did not know that about pufferfish.
Yeah, they actually have a strong beak-like mouth.
Yeah.
And they chomp at the coral and use that to cut through coral and hard surfaces. And evidently one of the divers in West Palm years ago, actually somebody I know, he was, you know, taking pictures or getting up close and trying to work with them a little bit or get to know the resident pufferfish. And pufferfish said, "Hey, that looks like free food."
Oh, no.
And he's like, "Oh, no." It wasn't a hot dog, but the pufferfish didn't know any better.
Yeah, that had to hurt like crazy.
Yeah.
You know, no one can hear you scream underwater except when he did. He
said it didn't hurt the fish.
Didn't hurt the fish. And I think he tried to reattach it. But I don't know if that worked out well for him or not. I forget how
that
ended.
How did they get the finger back?
I don't remember if they had to wait 24 hours or what. I don't remember if they had an attempt to do that or not. I'm not sure what he did. But
wearing that scuba diving injury with pride.
Yes. But the fish did get an official name of Pinky. And as far as I know, he's still there off the coast of West Jupiter.
Today.
Yeah. So beware of the puffer fish, whether the largest or not. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We've got to.
Get down, get down.
Got to.
Get down,
got to.
Get down.
Got to get down. Got to, got to, got to get down. Go. Got to, got to, got to, got to.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ Bubble Boy, Mermaid Darcy in the studio, Barry the Bugger, Jerry the Diver Guy connected to via the web. Got just a few more minutes left, and I'm heading off on vacation to do a little family trip on a cruise ship. Now, I'm not a big fan of those, but this is a family thing I'm doing, and if I'm lucky, I'm going to catch the Norwal virus.
Norwal's now.
while swimming in the ocean, causing a commotion, cause they are so awesome. Narwhals, they are narwhals. Yep. Narwhals.
Just don't let them touch your balls.
What? Narwhals, they are narwhals. Narwhals. In matters of the shish kebab.
There you go. So it could happen. You'll hear all about it in a couple weeks on the big show if I catch one of those things.
Speaking of family, Greg.
Yes, Jerry the Diver Guy.
You have a viewer online right now, Scott, and he's wanting a 3XL shirt. You need to get him a 3XL shirt.
Or a diet. No, I'm joking. I'm kidding.
Wow.
Our only listener lost. Thanks, Greg.
No, I kid you. I kid.
It's all muscle, Greg.
Yeah.
He could be like 10 feet tall.
That guy's going to hunt you down and kill you.
It could be Jason Momoa.
Oh, my God. Not Aquaman.
That's right.
No, I'll tell him I know Barry.
Yeah, you're going to be out on the ship all week long.
So, here's the deal on the T-shirts. Honestly, the Scuba Radio stash of these things, it's like a nightmare to stock all these different sizes. And we're not a wardrobe thing here. We're a radio show. So very seldom do I get large sizes like that. And I apologize, but we just haven't. It's actually on the list for 2019 to get a new Scuba Radio Mermaid or Scuba Radio T-shirt design. So we are working on that. So possibly sometime this year we'll get a new stash, and we'll definitely see about getting some.
I know somebody
for those folks,
and you do too.
He'll not want to advertise for you now.
Oh, he knows I'm kidding. I'm a kidder. That's what I do. You know, and the thing is, everybody on Facebook
You're
Live is looking right now, and you know, it's just the truth though. We just don't have them. I can't make, special. CJ, what is wrong with you?
CJ can't keep it together over here.
Yeah, smack him with your tail there, Darcy. Come
He's
on, just whack him upside
this
the head.
So awesome.
Greg is almost speechless.
No.
This is the greatest. Oh, my God, I love it.
Awkward. No, it's fine. But that's the deal. So as far as where we go from here for Mermaid Darcy to get her certified to dive, what's your timetable? Do you have one? Are you just ready to jump in right away or what, Darcy? Because you're a busy gal.
I am. I do theater. I do dance.
And dance.
I'm on another podcast as well.
Wow. Well, go ahead and share. What is it?
It's Fort Fritz. We tell campfire-like stories, and they're kind of all the macabre and some alien stuff, and it's pretty fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Area 51.
Sounds very twisted.
Yes. Yeah.
I like it.
It's very interesting and funny.
Have you ever worked like mermaids into your,
No, but
campfire
I kind of
stories?
Want to now.
Yeah, you should. There's
definitely a lot of sea stories that are very creepy and weird.
Right.
Actually, I did tell, it was a story like the Lovabond. I think that was the ship in England somewhere that was like a ghost ship somewhere. So.
And you played which role?
I just told the story.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. So you really
told those stories like on Saturday Night Live, like the Boy Scout leader and everything?
No. No, not like that. But our humor is pretty ridiculous like that. So,
Perfect.
They actually have humor, unlike this show.
No, this has been fun and very funny.
Well, we definitely appreciate you joining us and putting up with this nonsense.
I've been loving this. But in terms of getting out there and getting certified, I'd love to do that in the next couple of months.
Hey, Greg, I got an idea. Why don't we get Ryan and Max certified, too?
That would be a great plan, wouldn't it? If we could only find someone who could do this for them.
An instructor who can instruct.
Yeah. Well, if I can't do it, which I will, I'm waiting for the water to get warm again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to wait for another month or two here in Florida,
Greg,
for us warm water whistles.
I will take this and for the team.
You will do this.
I will do this.
Yeah. So maybe Jared the Diver Guy, yes. We'll see. Or
but
it'll
we
be
have
a tag
to go
team.
To South Florida.
We would have to go down. We might have to go to the Gomez Hilton and do the pool work there.
There you go.
The Gomez Hilton with
rum punch.
Yeah, awesome. Captain Walt DeMartini, which, by the way, he didn't join us on the air today, but I do see he popped into Facebook Live. So, hey, Walt, how you doing? So he's been running around, I believe. But we'll catch up with him in a couple weeks and see if we can schedule that and get you started. So maybe I'll give you some reading materials in the meantime.
Perfect.
Get you started.
Yes.
And you can, start, reading about what it takes and getting through some of the knowledge review stuff we do as a newly, a diver in training, so to speak.
Let me make a suggestion.
Okay, go ahead, Jerry.
She is very busy. She needs to do the online material.
The online process. Yeah, we can make that happen too. So we'll get something going.
Thank you, Jerry.
We're going to get, Mermaid Darcy underway and on the right path. There you go. All right. Well, thank you again. And that'll have to do it for now. Till next week. Remember, I'm going to go catch the Norwal virus. I'll tell you about it in a couple weeks. But we got Roz from the UK, Eric Douglas next week. Make sure you tune in for that. Till then, remember, it is always better where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.